Where can you find Nano? This large vertical sign explains that Nano is all around us, in nature and in technology. The table attached to the sign has four activity stations exploring where we can find Nano in our own lives. The sign has a large photo of a comfortable, cluttered living room. The objects in the living room suggest the home of a family with children. The text explains that nature provides many examples of nanoscale phenomena. For example, the iridescent color of some butterflies and the sticky feet of geckos are both caused by tiny nanostructures. And nanotechnology is in products you use all the time, including computer chips with nano-sized parts. The table attached to the sign has four activity stations exploring where you can find Nano in your life. Each station has an interactive activity and flipboards. The flipboards guide you through the activity. They also let you play an I Spy game, finding examples of Nano in the large living room photo. From left to right, the four activity stations are squeeze, listen, look, and touch. The flipboard at the first left-hand activity station says, squeeze. What do you smell? On the table above the flipboard, there's a plastic squeeze bottle. If you squeeze the bottle and sniff, you can smell a fruity orange scent. If you open up the flipboard, the text explains that your sense of smell works by identifying the shape of scent molecules in the air. Every scented molecule has its own shape. Your nose is your very own nanodetector. In the large living room photo, you can find an orange and a ball and stick model of a scent molecule. Flip up the second board to find out where they are. There you'll find a smaller version of the living room photo with the objects circled in yellow. The flipboard at the second activity station says, listen, what makes gadgets go? On the table above the flipboard, on the right-hand side, there is a push button. Press the button and listen to the sound of a cell phone ringing. Next to the button is a raised panel with images that show the inside of a smartphone. When you flip over the board, the text explains that computer chips have tiny nano-sized parts. So when you use a smartphone, computer, or gaming console, you're using nanotechnology. Nano-sized parts make computer chips smaller and faster. There are many electronic gadgets in the living room photo. Flip up the second board to find out where they're hidden. Moving to the right, the third activity station says, look, is the butterfly blue? On the table above the flipboard, there's a plastic case holding a large blue butterfly. To the right of the case is a push button. If you press the button, a light comes on underneath the butterfly. Where the light shines through the wing, the butterfly looks brown, not blue. If you flip up the board, the text explains that tiny nanostructures in the butterfly's wings change color when the light changes. Blue morpho butterfly wings look blue, but they're actually made of colorless scales with nano-sized ridges. Light waves bounce off the ridges, reflecting blue light to your eyes. When the bright light passes through the butterfly from underneath, the effect is lost, and you see the brown pigment from the backside of the wings. Nanostructures also make parts of peacock feathers iridescent. There are five blue butterflies and five peacock feathers hidden in the living room photo. Flip up the second board to find out where they're located. Finally, the flipboard at the last activity station says, touch. Can a toy use nanotechnology? On the table, above the flipboard, there is a photo of a cuddly brown toy bear. A groove is cut around the bear so you can feel its shape. There is also a piece of fuzzy fabric set into the bear's tummy that you can touch. When you flip over the board, the text explains that lots of things are made with nanotechnology, but it's not always easy to tell. Food, clothing, appliances, and even toys can include nanotechnology, although their labels don't have to say so. The toy bear contains nanosilver, a natural antimicrobial that kills germs. Socks can also contain nanosilver to keep your feet from smelling. Most likely, these products are safe, but some people worry we don't know enough to be sure. There are nanosilver socks and a toy bear in the living room photo. Flip the second board to find out where they are.